For a long time, the Philadelphia Police Department rarely had good news to share, though that's changed. From 2012 to 2013, violent crime dropped across the board in Philadelphia. Murders, robberies, aggravated assault, all down. And in the first 3 months of this year, violent crime continued to plummet. Though upon closer inspection, the story is more nuanced than the one that's been told at news conferences. WHYY's Holly Otterbein reports that some city neighborhoods have seen crime fall dramatically, though others have actually seen it go up.
This is the Franklin Fountain. Ashley speaking. How may I help you?
In Philadelphia's Old City section, there's a retro ice cream parlor called the Franklin Fountain, where men in bow ties and women in 1900-era outfits serve you sundaes with names like the Stock Market Crunch. It's hard to believe that a few years ago, this happened here.
At our business, a fellow came in to the building, entered through the private entrance.
Ryan Burley owns the ice cream shop with his brother, Eric.
He was drunk and tried to assault my brother. He grabbed a kitchen knife in the cellar of the shop and was wielding it and trying to get into my brother's apartment. Luckily, I was nearby, called the police.
Burley blames the incident on a larger trend that swept through the neighborhood starting in the mid-2000s. He says Old City became the place to drink on the weekends, and a few bars in particular attracted trouble. But neighbors say that's changed recently. We analyzed crime across the city by census tracts. Those are small geographic areas that each have a few thousand residents. In Census Tract 1, which encompasses most of Old City, the violent crime rate per 1,000 residents fell by 40% from 2012 to 2013. Burley credits closing some nuisance bars and an improving neighborhood economy.
There's really been a boom in tech companies in Old City. And so Old City for a long time, I think, it was a nighttime destination only. But I think that trend is changing.
Graham Copeland, executive director of the Old City Special Services District, says it also helped that his organization hired private security guards to monitor bars on weekends.
Our security team, when they're walking around the neighborhood, they're checking in with the front door guys at each of these establishments, and they have the radio communications between them. So if ever there were a problem, there is a quick response coordinated.
Old City is not unusual. In most parts of Philadelphia, violent crime dropped from 2012 to 2013. But in about one-third of the city's census tracts, crime went up. Take Census Tract 64 in the Pascal area of southwest Philly. In 2012, it had roughly the same violent crime rate as in Old City. But in 2013, it went up by about 30%.
Hi, my name is Tracy Gordon, and I'm a southwest Philadelphia activist.
Gordon says there have been a few robberies in the area, including one a block from her house.
Allegedly, 2 to 3 armed robbers came and tied up this couple, a senior citizen couple there, and tied them up and actually was looking for money.
Residents believe crime is going up for many reasons. Blight, school budget cuts, inadequate police resources. Gordon says the area would be better off if it had a special services district, like an Old City, where business owners would pay for extra services, such as those police guards.
Areas that's being developed in the gentrified areas, they're organizing and they have enough money to have additional police force. But in our working class neighborhood, we only have to rely on the police district, and that's not enough.
Kevin Horn blames the crime on too few employment opportunities. Many moons ago, he was in a southwest Philly gang. Now he's a married suburban dad who volunteers in the neighborhood trying to create jobs.
If it's somebody out there robbing somebody, I don't think they're just robbing them to get kicks out of. They're robbing people because they're hungry.
So what's the lesson here? Does every neighborhood simply need a private security force or more police if it can't afford one? Kevin Bethel, a deputy commissioner for the Philadelphia Police Department, says in an ideal world, sure, the city would have more cops.
Would I like to have a workforce of 20,000 officers? There's no doubt about that. But I'm not. Don't have that. And so we try to use the men and women that we have to be more strategic.
However, he cautions it can be misleading to look at only a couple years of statistics. Bethel believes violent crime is dropping in the city overall because of a data-driven crime-fighting strategy that focuses on Philly's most violent areas. I show him a map we made, one you can see on newsworks.org, which lays out exactly where crime is going up and down in the city. He notes that crime is up in many of the poorer areas.
It's just a reality, and it's unfortunate.
But there are plenty of exceptions to that. Several parts of North Philly, which struggle with high levels of poverty, saw crime drop from 2012 to 2013. It can be difficult to pinpoint an explanation for neighborhood crime trends. Police simultaneously try several different tactics to reduce crime, and that makes it tough to prove what did the trick. That doesn't mean officers aren't trying. The police department recently graduated its first class of data scientists, who are trained to measure crime-fighting strategies. And Deputy Commissioner Bethel says he's looking at our map to see if he can learn anything from it. I'm Holly Otterbein, WHYY News.